Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Finding a Good Idea for Your Book. And why are we talking about writing a book? Because no matter what business you're in, you need to promote yourself. And one of the best ways to promote yourself is with a book. If you wait for inspiration to write, you'll not be a writer. You're a writer, finding a good idea for your book. Many people who attend my book publishing seminars already have a book idea in mind. Others, however, have a strong desire to write a book, but are stuck on coming up with a suitable topic. If you fall into this category, here are 10 sources of ideas for books that you may want to write. Think about it. You need to come up with an idea for a book. So, what if, and the first thing we're going to talk about is your job experience. And this is obvious, but often overlooked source of book ideas is your job. Thousands of excellent books have been written by authors about a skill, expertise, or career experience gained on the job. This is how I came to write my first book, Technical Writing, Structure, Standards, and Style. My first job after graduating college was as a technical writer for Westinghouse Electric Corporation in Baltimore. After several months writing technical materials, I began to feel the need for a writing guide to assist technical writers with matters of style, usage, punctuation, and grammar. For example, does one write 1/4 or 0.25 or 1/4 in technical documents? Being book-minded, I went to the bookstore and found nothing appropriate. My idea was to compile a style guide for technical writers modeled after the best-selling General Writing Style Guide, The Elements of Style, by Strunk and White. I wrote a content outline in a book proposal and began to pursue agents and publishers. I was extremely lucky. The first agent who saw technical writing agreed to represent the book, and within 3 weeks, he sold it to the first publisher to look at it, McGraw-Hill. The advance was $8,500, not bad for a first-time author in 1981 for a short 100-page book. Not every book I've written since has sold so quickly and easily, but subsequently I have written a number of books based on skills and experiences gained in various careers and jobs. Do you hold a highly desirable position or work in a glamorous industry? Then you can write a book telling others how to get into your line of work. Have you developed specific valuable skills such as computer skills, selling, marketing, finance, negotiating, or programming skills that others need to master? There's a need for book telling them how to do it. And here's another thing that's up and coming that has not really been talked about, and that is self-publishing. There are a number of ways to self-publish a book. especially if you're an unknown writer, because it was easy in 1981 because you didn't have that much competition. Today, in 2017, it is much harder to get published by a publisher. The best way to get started if you've never been published is to self-publish your own book. Teach a course. There are many opportunities for you to design and teach a course to other people at work, at adult education evening classes, at the local high school or college, community college, at an association meeting, or even on the university level. If you get the opportunity to teach a course, keep in mind that the topic and content outline you develop for the course may have appeal to a publisher as the outline for a potential book on the same subject. In 1981, a private seminar company offering low-cost public seminars in New York City asked me to do an evening program on marketing and promotion for small businesses. The pay was lousy, but I accepted. A year or so later, I took the course title and outline, turned it into a book proposal, and sold my second book, How to Promote Your Own Business, to New American Library. If you want to write nonfiction books, there are two advantages to teaching a class or seminar. First, in developing and teaching the course, you will simultaneously be doing most of the legwork necessary to produce a book on the subject. Therefore, once you've given the course, transforming it into a book is a relatively quick and easy next step, or at least quicker and easier than writing a book from scratch. So what we're talking about here is purposing one topic, one subject, and creating multiple streams of income. Because if you've already written something that's a course that people are taking, then you can repurpose it and put it into a book as just as easily and create another source of income from that one product. Teaching the course positions you as an expert in the subject, making you more attractive to book publishers. They figure that anyone who can give a course on the topic must have substantial amount of information and expertise to share. If you taught the course at a prestigious, well-known institution, that further boasts your credibility. Taking courses can also give you a fresh infusion of ideas and information that can become the basis for a book. The same private seminar company was teaching small business promotion seminars for offered a number of courses in different career areas, which as an instructor, I could take for free. After taking several, I came up with the idea of doing a career book on how to break into some of the more exciting, glamorous industries and professions, such as music, film, advertising, travel, and television. The book, Creative Careers, Real Jobs in Glamour Fields, was published by John Wiley and Sons. Warning, when you take the course, don't steal or plagiarize the instructor's seminar. reprinting it word for word as your book, consider it a starting point and supplement it with additional research from many other sources, book articles, interviews, other seminars, and so on. If the instructor does have good information you want to reprint, such as lists or contacts and resources, get his permission in writing. You could also ask the instructor if he or she will agree to be interviewed by you for inclusion in the book. And here is another source to think about, because this is something that a lot of people don't always realize can be the basis for a book. Write a book about life experiences. It is in the totality of the experience that is reckoned with, filed, and forgotten, that each man is truly different from all others in the world, writes Ray Bradbury in Zen of the Art of Writing. Every person, every life is unique. And this is why say that everyone has at least one book inside them. What has happened to you has not happened to other people. And your experiences will make for a book that is either instructive, entertaining, moving, or any combination of these. This applies to everyone. For example, if you have chosen to remain single, you can write Living Alone and Loving It, or a similar book on the joys of being single. If you are married with children, you have a unique experiences as a parent and can share your knowledge and information and experiences with others in entertaining or informative book. If you are married but have been unable to have children, you have credibility to write a book on infertility. If you and your spouse have not had children by choice, you can write a book on choosing to live child-free. If you have only one child, you can write Raising a Single Child. If you're a single parent, you can write Straight Talk and Advice for Single Parents. In 1982, the New York City engineering firm employing me told me I would have to relocate. My fiance did not want to leave Manhattan, so I resigned and started a new career as a self-employed industrial writer, producing brochures and data sheets for chemical companies and industrial equipment manufacturers. The transition from employee to freelancer was an educational experience, one I knew many others would go through or would hope to someday. This became the topic of my book, Out on Your Own, From Corporate to Self-Employed, also published by Wiley. Write a book about a process or task you know how to do. Through work, leisure, or life experience, we all have done things that many other people have not done, and therefore know a good deal more about these things than they do. The inexperienced would like to learn from your experiences and avoid your mistakes. And a book is the ideal vehicle for this. For instance, after resigning from the engineering firm and becoming a self-employed industrial writer in 1982, I was forced to learn how to succeed in the commercial writing field on my own. There was no book to guide me. I made many expensive mistakes and learned from experience to help other writers speed up the learning curve and avoid these mistakes. I wrote Secrets of the Freelance Writer, published by Henry Holt and Company. The book is about the process of running a freelance writing business, covering everything from getting started and finding clients to setting fees and negotiating contracts. This is how you start. On Monday, I will be back to give you the rest of what you need to finally write the book and know that you have it inside you. So, if my doctor told me I had only 6 months to live, I'd type a little faster, said Isaac Asimov. So, let's talk about part two of what we've been talking about for the past 15 minutes. So, let's talk about, do you have a hobby? Writing about your hobby. This is another avenue that you can look at when it comes to coming up with some ideas to write a book. Hobbies that fascinate you, no doubt, fascinate a lot of other people. As a hobbyist, you have much more knowledge than a journalist or other outsider who would have to research the field from scratch. Why not turn your hobby into the profit center by writing a book about it? One of my hobbies is collecting comic books. I love Superman, Batman, Wolverine, and other DC Marvel superheroes. When I graduated college in 1979, I burned with the desire to write a book and get it published. I started two book projects. One was a Harlequin romance novel, which I started not because I enjoyed Harlequin romance novels. I've never even read one, but because I figured it would be easy to do. I was wrong. I wrote 40 pages of the worst Harlequin romance novel of all times before abandoning the project. But writing those pages taught me an important lesson. Don't select a topic or form for your book just because you think it is commercially viable and will make you a lot of money. If you do, your lack of enthusiasm will show through in your writing. On the other hand, if you are passionate about your topic, your enthusiasm will show through in your writing. The book will be easier and more fun to write, and the final product will be much better in quality. The second book project I started working on was a trivia book on comic book superheroes, written in quiz form. For example, what are the six types of kryptonite? Green, red, blue, white, gold, Jewel. What was Spider-Man's major in college? Physics. I wrote a short manuscript, and having no contacts in the publishing and no knowledge of the publishing business, sent it to editors at various paperback publishers with a cover letter. It was rejected by all. I gave up and put it in a drawer. Years later, when I was cleaning out some files, I came across the manuscript. I was going to throw it out, but instead mailed it to my literary agent with a note saying, "Do you think you can do anything with this?" 6 weeks later, she called and said she sold the book. I was speechless. The book, Comic Book Heroes, 1001 Trivia Questions About America's Favorite Superheroes, from the Atom to the X-Men, was published by Citadel Press. The second lesson I learned from this experience was a book idea that doesn't sell now might sell later. If you get rejected by publishers, don't throw away or forget about the book proposal. File it and make a note to take another look at it in 6 or 12 months. Sometimes you have success on the second or third try because the timing is right. Other times you see the idea from a fresh perspective, rewrite it, and make the sale with the revised book proposal. When asked to address the graduating class at Oxford, Winston Churchill, a great writer, stood up and said only, "Never give up," and sat back down. These three words are good advice for authors who want to sell book proposals to publishers. Eventually, a third lesson revealed itself. Every book published gives you credential that can lead to more book contracts in the same field. Basically, what we're saying here is once you've published a book, then it gives you credibility when you want to publish a second book. I enjoyed writing the comic book trivia book. After it came out, I thought about doing trivia books on other topics in a similar format. I was always a big Star Trek fan. This resulted in two books with HarperCollins, The Ultimate Unauthorized Star Trek Quiz Book, and one, You Should Never Beam Down in a Red Shirt. As publishers began to see me as a writer of popular culture trivia, I received several more contracts along this line, including What's Your Frasier IQ?, a quiz book on the TV show Frasier. Books about hobbies can be how-to, money-making, preference, specialized, or general information. If you have an interest or a tropical fish, for example, you can write how-to books. So we've been talking a little bit about some ideas on how to come up with books. And let me quickly go through some other things. Collect and compile tidbits of scattered information. Are you interested in a specific field or knowledge or study? And are you the type who clips articles and collects tidbits of information on your topic? If so, you can convert this passion from information to compiling your collective knowledge in the form of a book. Find and fill a need or gap in the reader's knowledge. And this is the biggest thing that we often don't always think about. There's always a niche within a broad topic that has not been covered, but that many people may very well have some issues with and very well be interested in learning about. Therefore, it is a topic that you can always come up with some new ideas. Take an existing topic and target it to a specific audience. A common situation is the author who wants to write a book on a specific topic but finds the field overcrowded. It happens to all of us. You get an idea for a book, excited about it, but then you visit the bookstore and find two shelves full of books on the same topic, books that seem very much like yours. Write what interests you. In addition to finding out about what interests other people, an excellent source of ideas is what interests you. You are a curious, intelligent, creative being, constantly thinking and wondering about the world around you. Chances are that what interests you may interest other people. And these are some things to think about when it comes to writing a book. And one of the purposes that we want to talk to you about writing a book is very simple. That when you go out to market yourself, you need to have something that's a giveaway. And a book becomes an easy giveaway. Something that when people will look for a way or something, and they have something of yours, it will remind them of you. It becomes your calling card. It becomes your invitation to be invited to speak to different groups that are interested in that topic. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we can sit with you and help you brainstorm some ideas on how things that you can come up with to write a book.